Out. So hello, everybody, and welcome to our content implementation call. It's whatever, December 2019. I guess it doesn't matter when it is because this is an evergreen. We'll put this on the site. But each month we do these content implementations. We've been going sequentially through the content, starting with the first module and working our way through. And this month's topic is the adrenal module. So the way that I'm going to do this is I'll share my screen. I'm going to show you all the wonderful resources you have in there and all the great plans that we have for these modules. You see, like Lynn was saying earlier, we're always learning something new. And every time I learn something new, it's like, I got to add that to this module. I got to redo this module. So realistically, things will come in time. And I'll share with you one of the, some of the things that I want to add to the adrenal module. So without further ado, let me share my screen. Well, let me get the site open first. Sites, any members. Going to say that's invalid and then I have to look it up. As soon as I've been out for more than a day. All right, I'm in. Nope, I'm in the back end. You guys don't need to see the back end. It's scary back there. All right. So let me share. Okay, and I think what I'm going to do is move this over here. All right, good. And I want to make it so that the recording shows it well. And doesn't get in there. There we go. All right, you guys see my screen? Yes? All right. I always review this for the sake of people who are relatively new and also people who don't necessarily remember the way that you find the modules. Get this over here, is go to the sidebar, NEPT, Nutritional Endocrinology Practitioner Training. Mine shows all of the modules open. Some of you are going to show various degrees of this. Some of them might only show a few of these. I'm going to go down to the Adrenal Mastery.
Dr. Rita Marie?
Yeah.
It's showing the Zoom page, not the web page, NEP web page.
Oh, okay. Thank you. New share. Because I moved the page over. Share. All right. Now? Yes?
Okay. Yep, good.
All right. So as I said, we're going down the right side. The right side navigates you around all the modules. The left side navigates you within the module you're in. So I clicked on Adrenal Mastery. And this is it. So as usual, we have all these different components and parts. We start with the learning objectives. Okay, and I want to start, and I like to read these at the beginning of these content calls because I want you to really be focused on what you want to get out of this module. So I want you to understand the physiology and function of the adrenal glands, how they impact the overall client hormone balance, the role of the HPAT axis, the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal thyroid axis, and some people call it the HPATG axis, add the gonads to that, because they all influence each other. And I want you to understand how they all influence each other and how that affects adrenal function. I want you to really understand the different adrenal hormone secretions, cortisol, DHEA, aldosterone, catecholamines, and androgens, and how they impact your health. I believe that if you read through these objectives at the beginning, that's going to pre-frame you for what you're looking for as you go through. Understanding circadian rhythm, super important, right? How does cortisol normally go? And then how is your client's cortisol going when you measure it? and how that affects the energy and the flow throughout the day and the sleep patterns. Sleep patterns are it's a big problem with so many people. And is that related to their cortisol and their circadian rhythm? The immune, the human emotional landscape in relationship to DHEA, cortisol, and all the hormones, because that's really an important piece and where we can focus on helping people to shift things. A lot of times we're thinking about, oh, what herb do they need? What nutrient do they need to get their adrenals balanced? When in reality, what we need to be doing is addressing the sympathetic, parasympathetic nervous system, and what are the emotions that they're dealing with on a day-to-day basis, where we can help them to shift from sympathetic overdrive, which I believe is one of the leading causes of just about every disease, and parasympathetic, which is that vagus nerve, when the vagus nerve is working and the vagus nerve is helping to get things into balance. And then the dangers of chronic unmanaged stress, how it impacts everything, sleep, heart rate, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, respiration, whatever they're dealing with from an organ imbalance, it could be related to this stress response. And the stress response, super important. Talk about the four stages of adrenal fatigue, although a lot of that's being called to question these days. That was first proposed by Hans Selye, and some these days are calling it more adrenal dysfunction or sympathetic overdrive dysfunction. And whatever we call it, we're really talking the same thing. We can, you know, the nuances of what to call it maybe give people the bad impression, like people are saying, you know, it's really not that the adrenals get fatigued from all this work. It's that they get dysregulated. Okay. But it's really similar. I mean, they really, the regulation of your sleep-wake cycles, of your stress response, is out of balance as a result of chronic stress. Major symptom differentiation. And I want to really look at the difference between adrenal fatigue symptoms or symptoms that are related to the adrenals being out of balance versus the thyroid. And there's a lot of differences and there's a lot of similarities. So we have a really cool chart in there. And then how to create a customized adrenal healing and immune protocol elixir for your clients. Like, I love to give people drinks to drink instead of more supplements to take. Not that I'm opposed to giving them supplements, but I will teach you all about that. All right. So we're going through these parts. So I'll take you through the pretest. Sound like fun? Do you want to learn all those things? Who wants to learn those things? Yes? Okay, good. So here's the pretest. Once you take the pretest, it's not graded. You just do it to see, pre-frame you. And it's very short, but you know, which of the following things trigger an adrenal response? What are important bodily functions that are impacted by stress and cortisol? True or false, cholesterol levels should be as low as possible for optimal health. Who believes that? There's a lot of people who still believe that, right? Oh yeah, I got my cholesterol down to 95. Isn't that good? No. Mm-hmm. And we'll see as you go through this, the cholesterol is a precursor to all these steroid hormones. And you can't have good sex hormone and adrenal function if you don't have enough precursor to make it. And which of the following hormones are not derived from cholesterol? So these are the questions that you're going to be asked and you're going to be going through. So the way I recommend using the pretest is to take notes for yourself. Oh, I know that one already. Oh, wow. I really didn't know that. I got that wrong. I guessed at that. And it gives you an idea of things you want to be looking for. Because the truth of the matter is, not everything that I'm going to teach you in any of these modules is new. You want to be able to take what you know and build on it and spend time like, oh, I didn't know that. Let me look for that in the materials. And all the answers to all of these questions will be in the materials. And obviously a whole lot more because there's six parts and there's only seven questions. All right. So the next thing is core content. And we have these six parts: introduction to the anatomy, physiology, the stages of adrenal dysfunction, clinical considerations and assessments, rebalancing protocols, lab analysis strategies, and review and summary. So that's all our parts. We then have advanced topics, and I'm going to jump ahead to the advanced topics and other stuff first before we go through the core content. We have advanced topics, done for you resources, and those are the things that you can just take and use the assessments to hand to your clients or use the handouts to hand to your clients. There's usually an assignment. This one does have an assignment. Not every module has one, but this does. What do you do next? And then your final exam. So I recommend you go through them. I also recommend that you go through these parts in order, unless you know most of the stuff already and you're just jumping in to review, just because there's a lot of tidbits you might miss if you jump through. So on the advanced, I usually just throw in some cool YouTube videos I found or advanced stuff, books. There's some public domain documents where you can learn a lot of information without having to spend $200 on a textbook. Human Physiology, the Endocrine System, Chapter 14. Practical Physiology, Cornell University. Adrenal Gland Diagram, I don't remember what that one is, from Kaplan Medical. So it actually shows you more of the, you know, the specifics in the cellular, if you're really interested in the cellular. That's why this is an advanced topic. The ANS, the sympathetic branch, again, so that you can see all those different parts that are served by the sympathetic nervous system and what can happen when somebody's in sympathetic overdrive all the time. And then the function of the adrenal gland, the explained. Some of these are funny videos, like they're drawn pictures and some of them are serious.
Life moves.
Okay.
And we move with it. Until.
See what this is. Yeah, this is one of those that they're writing. And they're kind of fun to watch.
This video, I'm going to talk about adrenal gland function.
Because they're fun to watch as they build it. Sometimes if you go into one of these modules and you click on one of these YouTube videos, they may be gone because somebody took it down. Let us know if you find that and we'll try to find something equivalent or we'll just take it down. It's just, I'm just trying to give you extra stuff that you can look at. What's this one? This one I think was a fun. There was one of them that was super funny. And they're mostly short. And
hi, it's Mr. Anderson. Today I'm going to talk about the fight or flight reaction.
No, this isn't the one. But anyway, there's a bunch of them that are kind of fun and they just build on what you're learning. And, you know, if you get bored with just listening to me all the time, you've got other people. The other thing we put on here is some of the advanced clinical resources. And this was a review that we did with a representative from a naturopath that works for BioHealth. And she went through the testing using the BioHealth salivary profile. Done for you resources. Let's see what we have there. Let's see. So we have a lot of assessments and scorecards. And this is a lifestyle and recommendation checklist. So you can update these yourself because I've given you the doc and also the PDF. So if you like them and you want to give somebody that as is, it's fine. If not, you want to just take it and put it on your own stationery. You just have to put, you know, give attributes on there. That's all. Assignment. What do we have you do? I think we have you do an elixir. Create your own adrenal support elixir, which these are fun to do and people get into it, right? When you give them supplements to take, they go, eh. When you give them an elixir to take, they love it. Especially if you customize it. So you're going to create an elixir or recipe for each of the three stages. We teach that in the sections. And then you can use this as a guide with what the different herbs are. So say this person is, you're feeling like they need an elixir, but they've got some digestive issues, they've got some immune issues, and we're dealing with the adrenals. Then we basically can, you know, choose herbs that they will like, that they don't say, I hate licorice, don't ever want to taste that, I hate ginger. And you can create your own. So this is the research guidelines. You know, choose the herbs. It tells you exactly what to do. Recipe should not include more than 15 ingredients. The less, the better. 5 is actually better. And then a style, a way to report it. And then this is our base, and you can use this as the base. And you can, this is an example of one from me. So you can put one together for your clients and share it. And then there's an upload. Please add your recipe to the Google Doc provided. And add it below. So You can just add yours there if you so choose. Where's the form? It says in the form below. I don't see that. Huh, there's something missing here. All right. We always find something in these modules that it says there's a link below for the uploader, file uploader. So we need the uploader. Actually, it should not say below, above. So if you go to resources, case study, submission form, and uploader, you can put it there. You can put it on
the
there.
The file uploader is up above that.
Where?
Good. So, no, go to where you were just at, under resources.
Oh, the file uploader. Yeah, yeah, right above that. Yeah, file uploader. That's where you would upload it. You can do up to 5 files. So you put your recipes in there for us. And then it'll come in as an assignment. I think on there, it'll say, what are you submitting? And you just say it's an assignment. Notes about your assignment upload. Yeah. Okay. All right. Why did this go away? That should open in a new tab. Yeah, so this the wording needs to change on here. It shouldn't say below, above it, below it should say above. Uploader. Adrenal. Assignment. All right. Let me see what else we have here. Next steps. I love the next steps. And Lynn always says, yeah, take the next steps and you can take a client, you can create a little workshop, something using the next steps. So what we have as your next steps is identify symptoms in your own body. Do you have any of those? Do some of those symptom surveys. Identify major stressors in your own life. Examine your own lifestyle habits that might be contributing to this. And put together a nutrition protocol to nourish your own adrenals and create an adrenal nourishing elixir using the template. You can do this for yourself. You can do it for a family member. You can do it for a client. But whatever, put it into action.
I've done a class using almost all of these pieces, just basic information. And then what I offer them is that I will put a nutrition protocol to nourish their adrenals as something they can sign up for.
Oh, nice.
So you can pretty much take a lot of your done-for-you resources and do this. And it doesn't have to be, I think my class ended up being close to an hour.
So. Yeah, just to give people the basics and they get to realize, I find that if you're doing a class like that and you have them do an assessment, that creates the curiosity and the hunger because they're going, oh, I'm messed up. What can you do to fix me? Well, how can you help me? I know that's the
thing. Well, and it's them answering the questions, so they're seeing it for themselves. And this time of year is an excellent time to do that.
This time of year? You mean like at the holiday season?
Well, like as people are starting, even beginning of in January, because, you know, it's like, oh, I've made all these intentions or whatever, and now I got to do it. And
yeah, I agree with you. When you said this time of year, I find this time of year is challenging to get people to want to look at what's wrong. They just want to put their head in the sand and eat Christmas cookies. Just saying, right? And so, but as soon as they start to have that extra waistline, they're tired, their joints are aching from eating all those Christmas cookies, that's when they really want your help. And so January, so planning it now, like planning to do something in your community or if you have a Facebook page to do something to educate people. And assessments are great ways to get new clients.
Yeah.
When you offer some kind of assessment, whether it's a lab test or a physical, you know, paper and pen, and they actually get to see and score, and they go, ooh, maybe I need to address this.
Yeah, I did mine through Community Ed, and then I had some of the foods there that I'd made ahead of time that they could sample.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
And you make a really nice elixir. So you show, exactly. I can make a custom one for you, and here's some of the herbs we're going to use, and I can make it customized for you. And then it gets people excited that you can actually do something. You're going to do
and
something
it's beyond. Easy.
Yes, exactly. The elixirs have been one of the big things that have drawn people. So, and then you have your exam, and the exam is going to be how many questions? It's only 32 questions, guys. You got away cheap. You got away easy. That's only an average of five per, a little over five per section. So, all right. So I always like to make sure that you understand the anatomy physiology. And I'm just going to reiterate why, because I know so many people who they go and they take an adrenal, they learn how to adjust the adrenals, or they learn how to do an adrenal test. They don't even know anything about the adrenals, right? And they're going ahead and trying to help people balance their adrenals. So I want to make sure you're really clear. But also, people aren't protocols. People aren't textbooks. And there's no such thing as a protocol that works all the time for every person under every circumstance. Would all of you agree with that? I read that on somebody's website the other day. Just apply this tried and true protocol that works for everybody every time over and over. And I'm like, this is BS. This is total. That's not true. Right? People are people and they're different. Yeah, there's going to be similarities, but you want to know what's really going on in there so that you can help them address the nuances of, huh, I wonder why that's high and that's low. That's kind of weird, that you're going to be able to dig in and figure it out. So we have an anatomy and physiology video, and then we have some teaching tools that you can learn. So you can actually go into how I do it. So you can watch how I teach it to clients, how your adrenals work. Now, how I may teach my clients may be different than how you teach your clients, because I tend to attract this and desire to attract a higher level clients who really want to know. So I tend to explain more than maybe you would feel like you needed to explain to your average community person in your community, but you'll at least get a sense of it. And people love it, at least the people that I have in my community. They love it. They love knowing how things work. So we just got off a call. That's why I was a little late getting on here, because I was just going on a energy recharge call. Those people want to know. They want to see their labs. They want to know why does that go and why is that that way? Because when they understand, they're empowered. And when they're empowered, they can no longer be a victim to the medical system of just take this, just do this. And we can get into that mode. And I see a lot of doctors who turn to functional medicine do some of that with people. Just take this, just take that, just eat this, just eat that. I went through on this previous call going through people taking some of their nutrition assessments and finding some things that looked like, huh, you might be low in this particular nutrient. And I took them through a chronometer app, my chronometer app, just demonstrating how here you can look this up. You can look at your own food to see where's your source of iron. And rather than just sending them out to get a pill, right? I don't want to send people out to get a pill. Even sending them out to get an herb yellow doc, I'd rather start with getting them to change what they're eating on a regular basis, because it's easier to say, oh, just add more of this or just add more of that, right? It's more of the ads rather than the takeaways. The takeaways, on the other hand, are more challenging. So you can go look at my cafe program stuff, watch the videos, and then we have a test after each section, right? So you do need to, you'll have three attempts to pass it, passing scores 100%. So you do this. This is like called the midterm exams, right? Did you ever take classes in college and the teacher just didn't give any things, and they just gave one big midterm and one big final, and everything rested on that. And whereas the others, they gave weekly quizzes. And the weekly quizzes helped you to stay on top of the information, so you weren't doing the cram thing at the end. This is kind of like those weekly quizzes. You get to do it. You get to be tested at the end of each one. And then at the end, it's not such a surprise, the kinds of questions we might ask. Does that make sense? Yeah. Okay. So I just like to show you a little bit about what's in there. So we're basically going through, the reason why the adrenals are, what's the anatomy, physiology what's going on, which secretions come from which part of the adrenals. Do you have to memorize all this? Not necessarily. You have to know that it exists so that when you need to look it up, you know where to look it up. This is my favorite chart. I'll show it to you in the big on the big screen in a second. Yeah, I'm going to go to the bigger one, the bigger version of it. Because it helps you to explain to people, number one, why we don't want cholesterol as low as possible, and why if they have low sex hormones or low cortisol, that and their cholesterol is high, why it might be a nutritional deficiency, because we need B5 to do that conversion into pregnenolone, which that then gets converted into others. So we're going to be talking a lot about pregnenolone and cortisol and DHEA and throughout this presentation. But I love this picture. I would highly recommend you print this out, you know, laminate it and keep it, you know, in your on your desk with the other important charts where you want to show people. I do the same for the Krebs cycle. I love that too. We show the circadian rhythm, you know, it's important to know that, what it should look like, and that if your cortisol is, you know, really high at midnight, you're not going to be able to fall asleep because you're not going to get the shutdown. So that might be a cause of that. We talk to them about why unmanaged adrenal issues are important. And I tell you all about this stuff, things that can hurt, induces of cortisol. These are more advanced things. And that's what we're going through in here. So it's a basic overview, anatomy, physiology. It's a good review if you already know this stuff. And it's also good for, you know, for if it's all new to you, you're going to learn a lot. I talk about the stages of adrenal dysfunction, again, based on the Cellier model. I think it's just kind of grasping at straws saying, well, it's not really adrenal fatigue. And it might position us better with the medical doctors who think we only have, you know, there's Addison's and Cushing's, and that's the only kind of adrenal dysfunction, that there's other stages that people are not just like, you know, autoimmune and either completely deficient or over the top, that there's stages in between. And if we start to talk about it more as dysfunction rather than adrenal fatigue, I think you get more respect from people in the medical community or medically trained people. And then we have a quiz again. And in this program, because we have a corresponding consumer program, I'm always pushing you to what are some of the other ways that you can learn more about how to position it with your clients, right? So this is the stages of adrenal dysfunction, the progression, what's the symptoms of overactive, underactive, and that's where some of the like Chris Kresser and Ari Witten are posting blogs and saying this whole thing about adrenal fatigue, it's, you know, it's BS. It's not. It's just, it's adrenal dysfunction. It's your adrenal glands have gotten it, and it's really a matter of sympathetic overdrive. You can test them at home. You can look at the different stages, and that's that. Then this is the part where it gets juicy, but you have to get the basics down before you get into the juicy part. So what are the clinical considerations and how do you assess it? So I give you the assessments that these are the things that you can use. They're also in the done for you. And this is what I wanted to show you. This is a really cool chart because sometimes you can't tell, and there's a more detailed one in the materials as well, but maybe it's in here. Yeah, it is. So, you know, and how do I know if this person's hypothyroid? They may have similar symptoms to adrenal. So this compares it, right? The energy pattern with adrenal might be wired and tired. They're not just tired. They're wired at times. They have times when they can't shut it off. We were talking to one of our clients yesterday. I was talking with Lynn, and she stays up till 7 a.m. because I'm not exhausted where I'm falling out. And then she waits to be so exhausted that she can't keep her eyes open, and then she goes to bed. This is not good, right? We're not intended to go till we drop. We're intended to, you know, utilize, start to have that, oh, this slow down, and then go to sleep, replenish and rebuild. So we have to work with people like that, right? We really have to explain to people And if you're trying to differentiate with hypothyroid, you may have more normal to high blood pressure versus normal to low with adrenal, low adrenals. So you can use these charts. There's a lot of good information here. So when you're doing an assessment with somebody and you're not sure, and then this one shows mixed, and that's usually the case because adrenal dysfunction affects, like, levels of cortisol, et cetera, affect thyroid receptors and thyroid conversions. And the opposite is true, that low or high thyroid is going to affect the HPA-T axis and affect the adrenals. So you've got a nice, I would print this kind of thing out and put it in one of those plastic sleeves so that as you're assessing people, you can go through and you can, you know, and actually if you were to laminate some of these things and you're working with somebody so you don't waste paper and have one of these, you know, 12-page printouts for every person, you can actually laminate it. And then as you're going through with somebody, mark it, you know, as you're trying to assess that person, and you can erase it and use it on another one. So as you're trying to come up with your differentials. What's this one? And this is some of the at-home and in-office tests that you can do. Pupillary light reflux, the tender points. There's all kinds of cool things you can do. I used to do a lot more of these kind of tests, but these are all, can all be related to things that you can have them do at home. If you have an office, things that you can do in the office. People love testing. They absolutely love testing. I know lots of folks who take some of these test reagents and do them at health fairs, right? Get a booth at a health fair and you're going to get attention from people because they come over and they're, oh, what is that? And then they test and then they see that they have problems and you can get into a conversation. It's like a conversation starter for people. And these are the associated CAFE modules related to it. So balancing protocols. Okay, let me go back to this, the assessments. I'm not sure if we talk about Dutch in here because I think this was mostly related to assessing. This is rebalancing. Let me go back. I'm going to look at the slides real quick and remember. I loved that I put this picture together for one of my, when I was doing a CAFE program or our adrenal fatigue for the first time for the clients. And I just really like this because it talks about, it's like a good summary. It's a good overview summary of everything. So the first thing you want to do is have people determine their exhaustion index, right? So you can give them the quiz, you can do some of the exam things or teach them how, and you can run labs. In order to deal with this, they have to identify their stressors. You can't just jump right into what herbs and do they need a hormone replacement. So we have to look at the stressors that they have, mental and emotional, hidden infections. And these are real. It's not just, husband comes home in middle of the night drunk as a mental emotional stressor. It's the physical, the hidden infections that they may have. They may have an infection around an old surgical wound that nobody's picked up. They may have some imbalance in their gut that nobody's picked up. And it's really important to look at that and their exposures and their environment, their diet and their lifestyle. What are those things that are causing stress in their system? So it's physical stress, it's biochemical stress, and it's mental and emotional stress and electromagnetic stress, all of those areas of stress. And we have to find out why this person's sympathetics are in overdrive or that they're shut down now because they've been in overdrive for so long. And then these are the kinds of things that you can do. So this is a summary in a nutshell. Transform their stress is super important first. You've got to be doing this first and foremost because I equate it to if you're not helping them to transform these stressful things and getting them out. It's like you're sitting there with this waste basket and there's a fire in it and you're pouring the water in one hand and you're throwing a match in with the other, right? You're not going to get anywhere. You've got to address the stress, the sympathetic dominance and get them to access their parasympathetics. One of my favorite books is Access the Healing Power of the Vagus Nerve. really puts a lot of this stuff in perspective of the importance of that vagus nerve and that sympathetic parasympathetic balance in just about everything going on, including things like COPD and gut stuff and skin stuff. And he talks a lot about that in there. That was just a review of the adrenal glands and what they do. The really important stuff, really watch this and listen to this, about the connection between all the components of the HPAT and then the things that can go wrong. And we talked testing here. I love this picture. The pregnenolone steel, this guy, the cortisol steel, they're basically the stressors are taking away the pregnenolone, that you, so you can't make enough of these other hormones because you're prioritizing the there on that picture. Let me see if we talk about any of the, I think we wait on the, oh, the connection with the thyroid, super important. So there's a lot here. There's a lot of things that you can use to actually facilitate understanding what's really going on. And here's the symptom differentiation and some of the testing. We have a whole nother module on the testing, so I wasn't sure how much of the testing I put into this one. So we look at rebalancing protocols. Again, use the protocol word loosely because it's really creating the plan for each person. We can call it protocols. And there's two, part one and part two. Let's just look at that. You have access to a really good booklet that shares with you how to read the testing. This looks similar to the first one. Ah, okay, so I reviewed. Basically, I like to review a lot, so that you remember what was in the previous module or the previous section and then go on to the next one. Repetition is the key to good learning. So maybe you're going, well, you said that before. Okay, but I'm going to say it enough times that it's just going to play in your head and you're going to remember it. And I give you foods that support and hormone nourishing meals and the nutrients. And this is the kind of thing that if we are looking at the Cellier model, alarm, fatigue, stage 1, 2, and 3, that you've got the various nutrients that might be appropriate there and why, and the dosing and all that. And various herbs. And part two, let's see what part two goes into. Ah, this is really important, is mapping out their, what we call their emotional landscape. So there's high energy, negative emotions. What are those, right? Rage and anger and high energy. Then there's the low energy, negative emotions. They're that powerlessness and depression. And there's the high energy, positive emotions like exhilaration and bliss and, you know, the joy of doing something exciting. And then there's low energy, positive emotions, right? Like just that love and that peacefulness and the quiet, what you get in meditation. And there's different hormones that predominate, hormones and neurotransmitters that predominate. So I go through all of that in this section. And it's really good to understand and then have people fill out one of these forms so you get the idea of where they are. I'm a high energy person. So whether I'm in the negative or positive emotion, I'm rarely in the low energy state. I have to force myself to do meditation and to do the things that get me down there because I'm bad in this way. But if I'm upset, if it's a negative emotion, I don't do depression. I don't do powerlessness. I do anger and rage, right? So you learn where these people are sitting so that you can help them to bring balance. You know, it's good to have some balance in the middle, not between negative and positive. We don't need the negative emotions, but to really be able to, on average, have people be somewhere in the middle. Because otherwise, you know, being on the roller coaster all day is stressful on the system, right? Even though it feels good, you know? So we need to have that balance. And we teach you all these ways to do it and the different nutrients and all kinds of good stuff, foods and recipes. And even if you're going to get into and when you would get into bioidenticals, when would that be appropriate? And you can get pregnenolone and DHEA still, fingers crossed, over the counter. Biomatrix, they send me samples, so I keep you know, samples of their stuff. Biomatrix still sells them, and Bezwecken, I think, still sells them. Being careful and really watch and really listen to DHEA dosing. You're going to see people come in on 25 to 50 to 75 milligrams of DHEA. And that's something that's going to prompt their negative feedback loop. So whenever the body perceives that there's enough of a hormone, it shuts down production, right? So if you have a high level of thyroid in the blood, it doesn't make more. It doesn't, the TSH goes down. Same thing with the adrenal hormones. So if somebody's taking a lot of DHEA, then the body's going, oh, we're good. And it slows down the production. So if they need this much and they're making this much and you give them this much, they're not going to make this much anymore because you're already given it to them. So they're going to shut down that production, which means that over time that gland can atrophy and not be working for them. So I'm really keen on if somebody needs this much and they're making this much, that we fill the gap and then we figure out why they're not making enough and we try to supply them with the necessary nutrients and decrease the stress and all that to help. So this is an important part of this module that I really want to make sure that before you play around with that stuff, you know, that you really caution people, because there's a lot of guys coming in on lots of DHEA. There's a lot of them coming in on a lot of testosterone, and you want to be careful that they know what to do. So we have lab analysis. Okay, why is it not? Oh, here it is. And I basically share with you, and I think the booklet is here. No, it's in the other section. So lab analysis by stages. I would say take your time going through this module. Make sure that you're clear on the one step before you go on. I do review. So I review the stages. I review this chart. And then I go through some of the samples. This is BioHealth that we were using, the adrenal stress test in here. And we're going to add some stuff. There will be a whole separate module on the Dutch test, because the Dutch test crosses, you know, the sex hormones and the adrenals. And I've been more using the Dutch test and liking it better for adrenals. And that'll be coming sometime in early 2020. And then review and summary. Okay. And that's it. And I want to go through the assessments piece too. So, and you have your exam at the end of the review piece. And then you've got your full exam, which has the 30 something questions. And you'll be ready for your exam as long as you do the things along the way. Any questions so far? Any comments or questions thus far?
I have a question. Mm-hmm. With the new formatting, where will this show up? Because some people already have some of that new formatting.
Nobody has new formatting yet. Okay. Hasn't been done yet.
Julie was sharing screenshots of what she has, and it looked different than what I had.
Than these guys that have been dragging their heels have put it in place without my permission? That doesn't sound good. Yeah, I would like to, where she shared the screenshots.
In the chat.
In the chat?
Yeah, Lynn, is it because my typeface look different? Maybe that's why. Is that what it is, or is it really a new format?
No, that shouldn't be.
She has functional assessments mastery modules.
Oh, that's up there. That piece is there because we offered that as a separate piece. So where is it?
Okay, so it's because.
Yeah, it's there. Yeah, this is kind of what it's going to be, but there'll be six of these units. But that one's up there already. But you shouldn't be getting access to this. It should only be given. Is this what you're seeing, Julie?
Yeah, I can't. They're not opened. I don't have access.
Okay.
Those aren't. But if you look on the side.
It shouldn't be. It actually shouldn't be there. It should only be there.
But if you click on your NEPT with the. Yeah. Yeah, there. Yeah.
This.
Yeah. With the drop down there, click the arrow. Yeah.
Yeah.
She does not have.
Yeah, I don't have all those.
Well, because you're new this year, so you wouldn't have all this.
Oh, okay.
You're going to only have what you finished. So if you've only finished through micronutrients, you'll have history taking.
It's not even in this order.
So yeah, mine just looks totally different.
Yeah, so that's why I was wondering, well, maybe there's...
Random?
Yeah. Mine says overview, cellular metabolism, digestion, and certification, and that's it.
Okay, so have you finished cellular metabolism?
Think so. Let me go back and look.
So it might be that everybody got open the digestion.
Okay.
That we opened up that for everybody. I don't know that that was what it was supposed to. At one point we were opening insulin resistance.
So that it only opens it only shows the next thing that I finished.
Yes.
Okay, because that's why maybe I got confused, because it does show digestion and certification, but I can't see all the stuff you have up there.
Yeah, no, you won't see that. No, nobody but you will see that. Like Patty, I think you made it through module 4. You were on macro. You won't see micro yet, right? And then somebody else who's only done 2 will only see that.
And I have CMDS because I had signed up for that.
Because you were in there before. Separately. There you go.
Right. Okay. CMDS. I just now got confused. Yes. I thought I was missing a bunch of stuff, but it's nice to see what's coming. So it's nice to see all of it there, even though
I'll show you where you can see all of it. If you look at this page where it says modules and you go to NEPT Foundations and Mastery, it'll show you all the modules in the order that they're being released.
Okay. Got it.
And then, but it'll say on yours, it'll say not open yet, not open yet.
Right. Okay.
Okay. And then you can see what's coming. We will give people the option of, you know, switching to the new format even if you've been in a while. And once it's ready, it was supposed to be ready in October. So I'm still like haunting these guys. I still haven't heard back from them. I wrote to them earlier in the week, like, what the heck's happening? You promised me this by, you know, anyway. So it's tough when you hire software people. I wanted to just go in and just do the whole thing myself. I could have probably done it in like 6 hours, but I don't have time. Anyway, so we'll get it done and then we'll present it to you. I plan to, once we get the reorganizing done, you'll still have access to the old organization. Anybody that's been in for a while, but with the new organization, you'll have that option, you know, and you'll be able to see both and you'll get to choose. I think that's what my intention
is. Got it. No, thank you. That's more clear.
Does that help?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's adrenal and mastery, and now I'm going to go to adrenal assessment. Assessment is a lot of cases. There's a lot of cases in here. So basically, it's the same, similar, the learning objectives, right? I'll just review that real quick. It's to really understand how these things work. And talk about, you know, the different symptoms that you're going to see and the different testing things. The pretest is probably pretty short, as most pretests are usually 10 questions or less. This one's 8. I'll go see what's in the advanced. So in the advanced, we have this recording on HPAT axis dysfunction. So we repeated it in both modules. We have the done for you. And there's all your assessments again. Where are we? Next steps. It's really going to be about you reaching out and finding somebody to do testing on. Review all the samples, make notes about the stage you assess the person to be in, show the protocols. And if you want to put together protocols for people, sample things as you're going through, working through the modules, post them in the NEPT practitioner Facebook group and say, hey, this is what I'm working on. You know, what do you think? Do you have any ideas? Run 5 tests of your own of different people, right? And then if you feel like making the mess, run yourself through the Dutch test and adrenals, record your ASI or Dutch test initials and follow-ups. Okay. So then we have our assessment strategies. And then we give you links to labs that we've used, precision analyticals for the Dutch and these others for the salivas. We give you access to, if you're not licensed, there's places that you can order these tests. And then here's some examples, right? Salivary profile sample 1 through 9. So you've got a lot of samples that you can look at, and we walk you through the assessments. So the goal for this assessments piece is for, practically speaking, you to get a lot of experience with the different testing models. In the case studies, we have tons of these in the case studies. A lot of people submit cases for review. All right. So we look at, you know, what is the HPAT axis and how does that work and how are we testing for the different components of it? So when we look at the slides for that, some of them are repeat. But here, you know, seeing this is complicated, right? I want you to understand this, and we go through this, how all of the different pieces affect each other. And when you understand that and something goes wrong, you can usually find where it's going wrong, right? There's the different tools, the thyroid adrenal differentiation, some of the things with the thyroid. And we're actually bringing in the thyroid here because of the, it's part of the HPAT, and then a whole bunch of cases, that you get to go through and watch me interpret. Saliva testing review and more cases. So we go through in more detail about saliva testing. You're going to see some of the slides over and over again until they're like marred in your brain. More examples. This was some live calls from students on a couple of live calls where they submitted cases, and some of the students actually did the reviews, and then I helped them through it. So that's helpful for you to see. Let's see if there's any slides related to those. Yeah, and there's some few of those that they submitted. So you're going to get over and over and over again. Now, a lot of the knowledge you're learning from reading the saliva is going to translate to the Dutch, and then the Dutch goes deeper because it has more metabolites. So these are more of the reviews with live patients. So I just pulled as many as I could find and put together in here that we went through. And they're very, very helpful when you know. And these are some of the ones that we put up. And more student reviews. So, okay, any questions? Questions or comments? Does it make you excited to do this section? Want to learn this section? So in the meantime, if it's not open to you yet, what you do is you go into, let me go back to the first adrenal module, adrenal mastery. And you can either click on where it set, takes you into CAFE, the CAFE program, or along the side here, the Unstoppable Health programs, you click onto the Unstoppable Health community. And it's redirecting. And then you find the Correcting Adrenal Fatigue and Exhaustion program and go through that. So I would recommend before you even get to the mastery modules within NEPT is go through the modules on the student side. And you're going to learn a tremendous amount, lots and lots here, right? The one thing I really recommend is like you jump ahead to some of these things. There's two in these, but I do this in the thyroid as well as here, is to print out and keep handy and refer back to a lot. This particular, this one, read through your CAFE 30-Day Adrenal Revo Protocols Guide. It really is, it's well written. It's easy to understand because it's written for the layperson. It's 36 pages long, and there's a whole lot of great information. And so before you even go through your full NEPT adrenal module, go through this. It's going to give you a really good overview. And look at this. You've got the different kinds of herbs, and we give you a lot of information about them and, you know, the kind of Chinese medicine, the taste, what stage it might be good for, and how you can help people to determine and how you can help determine what might be a good one for various people based on other things that are going on, right? If this person has a history of ulcers or allergies, holy basil might be a good choice for them. And get back. All right. All right. That's all I had for you today. So where are we? Stop share. So anybody have any questions, comments, suggestions, people who've been through it, finished it? Suggestions for those who haven't yet?
Do it.
Oh, and I just want to say it feels like a lot, but just keep plowing through. And then come back like we are, because I just picked up a couple of things today. Saw something that I forgot where it was at. It's a lot, but just keep going. And the adrenal is the one I love. And the thyroid, the between the two. Because for some reason, I'm finding more and more clients are having an issue in both adrenal and thyroid simultaneously.
Yes.
Maybe one little less than the other.
They interact with each other. They totally, you know. And the blood sugar, right.
Yeah, that on the top.
Right, mm-hmm. Over the top, yes. Yeah, thank you for that feedback.
Yeah.
Because I like relearning stuff. I mean, I watch my videos sometimes and go, oh, I forgot about that, you know. So
this is really helpful. Thanks you guys. And Lynn, appreciate you sending out the link to all the content calls, because I find these super, super helpful.
Where are they located? Is there a special page that they're on?
Lynn sent out the link in the chat.
Okay.
They're in the recordings. I did send Amy a chat. I think it would be nice if we retitled them with the actual module that
They're supposed to actually be put on the module pages, so they're not listed with, they're just said content call. They don't say
Says content implementation call.
No, that's got to be changed. It's supposed to be changed. Okay, and we'll make sure that I want to move them to the actual pages where they belong, like at the beginning part, one of those first sections, like, you know, watch the content implementation call before to give you an idea of what's in this module.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay.
Also, and I think it's in, maybe it's not, one of the earlier shines went over a lot of this as well. And I really encourage you to, because I have that all printed out and in a binder, and I'm using it all the time.
It was like the second shine.
Yeah.
And we're going to actually pull some of that stuff and actually make a step in the new system thing. We'll have a module called the HPAT Axis, and we're going to just pull all the appropriate stuff from that shine into one place.
Yeah. It's, I'm using it frequently.
Yeah. Cool. Good. Anything else? Hi, Brandon. I saw Brandon just came on, and I saw Mihaela came on in the middle, and Janine.
Yeah, I will say that, like, the adrenal topic is, like, way under-addressed. I cannot, like, stress the importance of that enough. It's already come up on the our ERC, like, little small group calls. Mm-hmm. I'm like, go to the CAFE program.
It's
very thorough, yeah.
It's very important. And the thing is, you know, the stress piece that causes the adrenal dysfunction causes thyroid dysfunction, causes blood sugar dysfunction, causes gut dysfunction. So that's why, you know, stress is handled as one of the seven pillars. But then how do you fix, how do you mop up the mess after that stress has been there for a long time? That's all handled in the adrenal piece. So really going through in the pillars piece, going through that stress piece as well beforehand. You know, there's a lot of overlap. You know, pieces are pulled in and you know, repurposed and used over and over again. But the importance is you got to really get it, right? You got to understand it. And Janet, one of the first call cases you ever brought to a call was a Dutch test, right? And then after a while, Janet got really good at Dutch tests, right? So it's, yeah. We did that at one of the retreats too. Didn't we put up yours on the big screen and we went through it, and we did Louisa's as well. We did your daughter's and Louisa's at one of those retreats, yeah.
I'd like to also add that there are a lot of support mechanisms that you have, of course, you know, with HeartMath and everything. And then we added Dr. Otis with his brain time. Mm-hmm. I have two clients that got back to me just yesterday how they are sold on it. They have had increased sleep, better rest, deeper rest, and they thought, oh, $30 a month, I don't want to do that, and 29, whatever, and they're on it.
Good.
So I played with it a little bit. I saw, yeah, maybe a little more attention, but these people needed it, and that ties right into the stress part, because you get all stressed out, you can't sleep.
Can't sleep. And then if you can't sleep, then you're exhausted, and then it's a cycle. It cycles its whole thing through. So you're in this high cortisol state because your body's just trying to keep you, it's vicious. And there's some people, there's one Glenn and I talked to yesterday that we're trying to get her. We've been trying to for, 6 months to get her on the brain time. And then, you know, there's a couple of others and they are reticent, but the people that I have seen do it that have those issues, especially post-trauma, you know, head trauma, that those dysfunctions that come as a result of head trauma, they really respond well to that. If you don't know what we're talking about with the Dr. Otis, if you go to the Advanced Clinical Resources, there's a interview with him and he talks about this technology that he developed that affects brain waves and can affect sleep and attention and help with healing post-traumatic injuries. Yeah, it's good stuff. There's always something new to learn. Right? There's always some new technology or new, you know, everybody's trying some new things, but really we've got to go back to basics. Those things are great to add on to the basics, but if the person's not sleeping, they're under stress, they're not eating well, and you just try to add the latest herb or the latest technology, it's not going to work the same. We've got to restore basics. And that's the thing for all of us to remember. When somebody says, what do I do for hot flashes? Oh, how's their digestion? How are their adrenals? How's their blood sugar? What's the cause of those hot flashes being out of balance? The ovaries don't just dysfunction on their own generally. So it's really important that we look at how's their stress. I remember people getting on calls like talking about adrenals and like, I have this really tough case and this kid this and Hashimoto's and this and that and the other thing. And I just had this intuition. I said, huh. So he's how old? 12? Okay, what is a kid eat? And they tell me what they eat. I'm like, you can't help them heal their autoimmune disease unless you get them off of gluten, right? You can't have them heal their autoimmune disease if they're eating sugar. You can't help them heal their autoimmune disease if they're exposed to a lot of toxic stuff and mom and dad are spraying pesticides in the lawn and they've got all kinds of pesticides on their food, right? We've got to go back to those basics. And it's not always what people want to hear. Brandon may know that well in dealing with his age generation, right? It's like, just tell me what to do, Brandon. Brandon, you you healed yourself. What herbs did you take? What foods did you eat? What can I do? And like, well, guys, there's a little more to it than that, right? A little more to it than that. Yeah, I had that happen with my relatives. They'll finally like, oh, I got my lab test back. What herbs should I take? And I actually sat down with one of them at Thanksgiving. I said, I'll talk to you in person. And we sat down. I said, I know you're looking at this, you're looking at that. But I said, I've been watching you eat. And before you start adding all these fancy herbs, let's just talk about some dietary things. Well, I don't usually eat like this. Yeah, your gut's out to here. And you know, I can't believe that what you eat over Thanksgiving is that much different than what you eat day to day, or that maybe day to day you're okay, but then on the weekends with your friends and when you go out to dinner and this and that. So we had a heart to heart conversation. So we'll see what happens. See what happens. Okay, guys, have a good one. This is our last official call for the year and the decade. So have a good holiday season, and come to the Vital Call on Saturday. We're going to do a kitchen show. And I got my husband to agree to teach his famous curry, Thai curry soup on the show. I've been mentioning it and everybody's saying, oh, please get him on, you know. The men, I want my husband to watch, because I want him to see that it's okay for guys to make good food. And so he agreed to do it. And so it'll be fun. Yeah. All right, guys, have a good one. Enjoy. Happy holidays, whatever ones you celebrate. Enjoy them to the max. Take care of yourself and be an influence. Bye-bye.